Let us go before the Lord today in prayer as brothers and sisters, asking God to continue to cover us and guide us through this pandemic that we're going through, the times we're going through, the lost jobs, the health issues people are going through, that we ask, Father, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, to be with us, to cover us. We need your protection, God. Lord, we know we need to draw closer to you. We need to become more like your Son, Christ Jesus, each and every day, God. But in the midst of this suffering, in the midst of the trials and tribulations we go through, we ask that you help us, touch us, God. We pray that so many of us turn back to you, to understand that our faith has to be in you, in your Son, Christ Jesus, in your word, in your spirit. It has to be in life with you through eternity. Help us see beyond just our circumstances. Lord, help us see the plan that you have for your people, God, that extends beyond this world. Plans that you yourself would uphold, God. All your promises will come true, God. We can have faith in that, Lord Jesus. We have faith in that, God, Father. Help us. We thank you for everything that you do for us. We thank you for those you've healed, God. We thank you for those you protected, God. We thank you for those you sustain in this time of trouble that we're going through. And we lift up our eyes to you, the helper, the provider of all that we need, that you continue to strengthen and guide us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's cover today eternal life as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit. See, though, the thought of eternity for so many seems to be some foolish thinking. See, it's much easier to only have faith in what we can receive in this life, that which we can see and touch. But we know having faith in what we can only see and touch is not having faith at all. Our faith must go beyond a human perspective. It must cross over to having spiritual faith in what God has promised is to come. God is spirit. So our faith in God and Christ Jesus and the things of God and what is to come must become spiritual. How can we have hope only in this life with all the trouble and sickness and death that we see? Our hope must be an eternal power of God through Christ Jesus that make things that God spoke about come about. Not only for this life, but more importantly, so you and I can have eternal life with God. We must be able to see this and come into understanding with God that this is not about just how things we get out of this world and how we pray to God about stuff we want in this world. You got to understand the life God is offering us is life eternal. And as believers, one thing we need to come to understand is how God does not need humans, because he is not served by human hands, nor did he need anything from us. He is the one who gives life and breath and everything we need to survive. As humans, we need God. It's not the reverse. We must see there's a difference between when we operate in our human nature compared to us living our lives in Christ Jesus. And just as God established mankind, he also set up a promise that all could have eternal life through his Son Christ. And no one is able to set aside what God has established. See, it's impossible sometimes. It's hard for us to understand, that let alone serve God, that we can see him and worship him through human philosophy, which depends on human traditions and basic principles of this world rather than on Christ Jesus. This is what makes us religious and not spiritual. We have to see this as we try to draw closer to God, as we build up our faith in God, that these things must come the way God is called. We must have our faith in God and in his Son, Christ Jesus. And it cannot be for just the things that we get in this world. You see, God saw what was lacking in humans, so he sent his son because we was dead in our sins and our uncircumcised heart. Christ came to forgive our sins, to cancel the written regulations that stood against us and nailed it all to the cross, so we could have a chance to enter into eternal life with God. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. So we place a lot of value in human life, in what we think we can do and achieve on our own. But without Christ, Lord help us, without Jesus, none of that means anything. Our faith is futile. Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14 says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive in Christ. He forgave all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and it stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross, giving us a chance to reach eternity with God. So as Christians, we must see the limitations of our human life. There must be a change, a crossing over from us following the principles of this world to seeking what comes from God. A time must come when we no longer consider ourselves part of the world and its rules. We no longer touch, we no longer handle human principles and philosophy because they're based on human commandments and teachings. We attach ourselves to Christ Jesus. We follow in the principles of God that not only survives this world, but it is made to bring us into life with God. There must come a time when we turn away from human desires and turn to God. There has to come a time when we put to death that which makes us crave human nature, which bound by sexual morality, bound by impurity, bound by lust, bound by sinful desires, bound by greed, and bound by idolatry. That time is today. It is time to cross over because the wrath of God is coming. See, Christ grants us an opportunity to stop living for the desires of our human nature and be purified by the power of his blood and the working of Holy Spirit so we can serve God. There's no time like today. There's no moment like this moment to cross over from seeking human desires to having spiritual hope and faith in God. To crossing over from seeking things in this world to seeking that which is eternal, that which comes from God. It won't be easy. But all things are possible with the Lord. Just as we have learned and accept corrections from our earthly fathers, you and I have to learn to accept corrections from God, who disciplines us for our good so we can have a share in eternal life with him. No, it ain't easy. It's, you know, discipline is very painful. Correction is very hard to take. But when we're on the wrong path, when we're not walking as God is asking us to walk, when you're not doing as your parents tell you to do, they have no choice if they love you but to correct you. See, because we spend enough time doing as we please. Look where it got us. Look at all the trouble. Look at all the death and the sickness in this world because we follow our own patterns. We do as we please. We must desire what God has promised over the promises of this world. One leads to trouble and death. The other to eternal life and fulfillment of all of God's promises. I can tell you, crossing over from having human desires to having spiritual desires is not an easy change. We'll be challenged daily to keep things as they are, to continue to do as we please. Yes, we accepted the Lord. Yes, we understand we need faith. But our human nature keeps pulling us not to change. Don't do it. Don't do what God is asking you to do. Continue to do as you please. God will forgive you. This is what Satan was telling Eve and Adam in the beginning. God won't do that to you. There's struggle. There's war inside of us because of this. We must cross over. See, one thing that helps us accept becoming more and more spiritual is understanding all that God has promised if we obey. The Lord says he will not abandon us to the grave, nor let his Holy One see decay. God will make known to us a path for our life that is filled with joy, that has external pleasures in his right hand that he would bestow upon us. God promises we will have victory in Christ Jesus if we believe, trust, and place our faith in him. And through our victory in Christ, his glory will be great, and we have bestowed upon us the splendor and majesty that God gives us. We'll be granted eternal blessings, be made glad, and have joy in his presence. God's promises is awesome, but see, it's not the promises for this life. It's the life of God. Our faith and knowledge cannot rest on human understanding, but on the hope of eternal life with God. We hold on to what God has promised because God does not lie. His promises are from the beginning. God brought forth his word, his promises, his son, his spirit to light so they are preached to those who have been called and commanded by God. Received by those who have no hope and who are lost. God's salvation is another reason we need to cross over. Christ saved us not because of the things we've done in our human life, but because of his mercy. God promises we can receive his spirit into our heart, which he pours out on us through Christ Jesus. This is done so we might become heirs in the hope of eternal life with God. Call me to Titus chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. We all have experienced someone making a promise and telling us what they're going to do, only to see that it failed. God promises can never fail. It's not dependent on human understanding, but on the power of God. Titus chapter 3, verses 5 to 7 says, he saved us not because of the righteous things we've done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Christ Jesus our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we become heirs, having the hope of eternal life with God. Not so you can have millions of dollars. Not so you can drive fancy cars. Not so you can have big houses, but eternal life with God. This is where our faith needs to latch on and grow and understand and expand to the things of God and not the things of this world. See, the first covenant won based on human facts. But the second covenant is a spiritual one. One where Christ is the mediator of it is based on eternal inheritance from God. From blessings from God. Christ died as a ransom for this new covenant so many can be set free and live under God's promises, under hope eternal with God. And eternal life is a long road and a process that we all have to pass through. And God will have to grant us much grace so we can make it through. God is faithful. He called us into his turn of glory in Christ Jesus, because we can be confident in knowing we have a way for us, a way have been made for us. We will suffer for a little while as we change from walking in the natural to walking by the Spirit. But after our time has been fulfilled, we will be restored and made strong so we can stand firm and stand fast in the Lord. All the way to the end, not turning to the left or the right, not shrinking back, not transgressing anymore, but having faith in the eternal power and promises of God that he will bestow upon us in gratitude in our hearts for what God has done through his Son. There's only one way we can receive the promises of eternal life, and that is through Christ, his life, and the light appears for us to see and testify so we can claim eternal life in him. We must hold on to the confession of our faith so we have fellowship with him and the Father in this life and in the life to come. So if we want to experience God's promises, then we can never deny the Father or the Son. We must continue in God's word. We must remain in us. If these things happen, then the Father and the Son, Christ Jesus, will fulfill their promises for us. We have eternal life with them. Eternal life depends on us having life in Christ now. Not later, but now. We're given understanding so we know the one who is true to the Father. We must live in him who is true. He is our God, and through whom we have eternal life. Therefore, let us not spend any more time doing what we please. Let's not spend life, the rest of our life on this earth, seeking and doing sinful human desires. Let's turn to a living God. Let's turn to living Christ so we do God's will. We have spent enough time doing this we please, following our own desires, fulfilling our desires for lust and drunkenness and orgies and carousing and this detestable idols with that we held up before God. We must seek that which is above and not that which is below. We must desire eternity with God. There's no one like God who rides on the heavens to help us on clouds of majesty. God eternal is our refuge. We live our lives underneath his everlasting arms. If we remain faithful in him, he will drive out our enemies. It's a promise he knows how to keep. We must desire eternity with God. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty, armed with strength. He firmly established the world, and it cannot be moved. The throne of God was established long ago, for he is from eternity. He's Lord eternity. He speaks from firmly from everything that existed and everything that will last, everything that has been ordained by him. His faithfulness continued through all generations, and what he established will remain. By his hand it will continue until he stands up and said, enough. Christ testified of his beginning. He was appointed from eternity. And from the beginning, before the world began, before there was an ocean, Christ was given birth. He came forth before springs abound, before mountains rise up, before hills was formed, before the earth had any fields or the ground was made of any dust, he was. He's the Alpha and Omega. He made everything beautiful. He set eternity in the heavens of mankind so we desire the promises of God. We cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. See, we set our hope on the promises of God, on eternal life with the Father and the Son. See, if we want eternity with God, then we must pursue that which brings us closer to God. We must fight the good fight of faith and take hold of eternal life, which we have been called into, and be a witness for God, for Christ Jesus. Go with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 to 12. The promises of eternal life of God comes when we pursue righteousness, love, faith, and godliness. It doesn't come when we pursue things of this world. It doesn't come because we're chasing after something, talking about God blessing this and God blessing that and declaring this. And it doesn't come that way. It comes when we pursue the righteousness of God, the love of God, have faith in Christ Jesus, and we take on godliness through Christ. This is how eternity comes for us. The promises of God is bestowed on us. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 to 12 says, but you, men of God, flee from all these and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Through the peace of God and the blood of Christ Jesus, we have access to eternal covenant bound in Christ, who's a great shepherd of God's sheep. God would equip us with every good thing so we can do his will, and the work done in us will be pleasing to God through Christ. So if we desire eternity with God, we must make our calling and election secure in Christ Jesus. We're taught if we do these things, we'll never fall. We'll receive a rich welcome into the kingdom of God in Christ Jesus. So we cannot be surprised when others don't understand our calling, Lord help us. When others do not receive us as they did before. See, the world is not going to like us. They're going to stand against us. But we must operate in love and faith, because anyone who hates or murders does not have eternal life with God. See, we have a living testimony that's living on the inside of us now. God has given us eternal life, and that life is in Christ Jesus. And if we live in Christ, we'll be protected in this life and have eternal life with God. I tell you, the further away we're from God, the more unreal having eternal life with Him would seem to us. We like the cravings of the world. We like the things that we can get now and see and touch. This is where our faith is. See, we have to understand this. When we see everything through human life, our faith only goes as far as this life takes us. Therefore, you and I, our faith and our hope and our prayers and what we seek and strive for in Christ Jesus is only in this life. This is as far as our faith could take us. But this is not the kind of faith God is calling for you and I to have. Not just faith for this life. This faith may not work. It won't last. It'll become weak, because life has trouble. Life is challenging. So just having faith for this life may not work. It's just a chance. But if we grow close in our relationship with God the Father, Christ Jesus, we come to understand and believe in eternal life with God is far better than any faith we can have in this, any hope we can have in this life. See, that's when we start understanding that our faith needs to expand beyond our time on this earth. And see, we need to get our faith properly hooked up, and so it's hooked up correctly. See, we hook our faith up to the promises of God, so we're able to then expand our faith beyond just this life. But our faith now go beyond what we get in this life. It extends to the eternal life of God. It's just not this life. It's eternity with God. Our faith is great now. It's stronger now. It's held by the promises of God. It's pulled together by the blood of Christ Jesus. Can not only experience God in this life, we have eternity with God now. Our faith is beyond trouble. Our faith is beyond death. Our faith is beyond whatever with sickness we have in this life. See, our faith goes beyond this life. Our faith is in God, God eternal. In Christ Jesus, our Savior, to bring us through, to help us cross over to eternity with God. It is the promise of God. It's just not this life. It's the life to come. It's where your faith needs to be strong in Christ Jesus. Strong in the Father. For we must grow now. We must become mature in the Lord and build ourselves up in faith and praying in the Spirit, so we can keep ourselves in God's love while waiting for the mercy of Christ Jesus to bring us into the eternal life with God. The eternal gospel has been proclaimed to us on this earth, to every nation, language, and people. We need to draw closer now. We need to establish ourselves, our faith right in God, and start growing in Christ Jesus. So we can hear the voice of the Lord and say, fear God, give Him glory, for the hour of judge is coming. Worship Him who has made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in it. Our faith is in you, God. Your promises in your son Christ Jesus. Our faith is in eternal life with you, God. It's just not this life, God. Surely no one wants to suffer in this life. No one wants to be put to death in this life. But we have to understand that we have to cross over from death to life, from natural to spiritual. We have to make this trip. It won't be easy, Lord help us. But if we latch on to Christ correctly, if our faith is established correctly in Christ Jesus, our faith will get us beyond the troubles in this life, beyond death in this life, and get us into the promises of God, eternal life with God. No more sickness, oh my God. No more pain, no more death. Our faith has to be established correctly, so we'll feed on the promises of God. We'll hold on and be purified by the blood of Christ. Praise God. God has made us a promise. He raised up His Son, Christ Jesus, to fulfill every word. Every scripture. We need to hold on. We need to have our faith right in God. Praise the Lord. In Christ, we have access to all of God's promises. In this life and in the life to come. It's all for us. He died and was raised and laid it all before us. And we can partake of all the things of God. But it's just not things in this life. It's eternal life with God. Thank you, Jesus. We become a follower of Christ. We must be mindful of how we look at life through human perspective. Not through life with Christ. So if we remain human-minded in our faith, we only see things from Christ that has value in this life. Through Christ, we have to overcome and cross over. We have to make a change. We have to let the Lord change us. The Spirit of God be at work in us to change our thinking and change our understanding, to give us eternal hope in God. Not just human hope, but eternal hope in God. That he's able and will and do everything that he said in his word through his son. We seek the fulfillment of God's promises, not only in this life, but also in the life to come. Our faith in Christ must grow as we have hope in what God has promised. Because we know God is faithful. We must have faith in that has been spoken and revealed. When God says we can escape trouble in this life, we have to believe this. So when Christ says, all who believe in him and do it will have eternal life with him, we must believe this. We must have faith and hope in this. It goes beyond this life. When God's word says there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, we must believe. We must have hope. We must have faith in what God is going to do. When Christ says we have eternal life here with him and the Father, we must believe and not doubt. We must not fear. We must not waver. For our faith must be established and hold strong through all troubles, all circumstances, all situations. We cannot fall back. We cannot transgress. Our hope and our faith is in eternal life of God the Father in Christ Jesus. Eternity with God is the goal. Life with God the Father in Christ Jesus is what you and I are aspiring to. And we cannot have it in this world. Therefore, we put our faith in what God is doing. Our goal is to achieve eternal life with God. Nothing else is going to do. No, it's okay to be blessed in this life. But don't lose your focus. Don't start allowing your faith to be only attached to what you receive in this life. That's not faith at all. That's faith in things you can touch and handle and deal and see. But faith established correctly goes beyond circumstances and situations. It goes beyond human blessings. Into the spiritual realm of God, where our faith is attached to Christ. Christ standing at the right hand of God the Father. All things are possible. Because our faith is established in the things of God that go beyond this life, this world we live in. It goes beyond the pain of this world, the suffering of this world, the death of this world. It's eternal life of God. That is what our faith has to be established on. So we can enter in, see the streets that are made of gold, the rivers, the mountains of God, to walk and talk with the animals, to see our ancestors, to talk to the Lord face to face. Faith is beautiful if you attach it to the right thing. Hope for eternity with God. That is what we base our faith on. That is what our faith has to remain, be established in. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us about how to have faith that goes beyond our human realm. Faith that is eternal with you. Guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.